Streetside, Howard Cam Shifter. The old barn.
For the second side of our album, we've decided to take you almost all the way through the top dragster eliminations, which were held at Pomona, California. In this, you'll hear the announcer call out the names of some of the fastest and most well-known drivers and cars in the country. So now, on to the big one, the eliminations.
Known as Jackman Wright Special, Harry Jackman the driver, El Cajon, California. Chrysler AA Fuel Dragster. The pressure's on, he must go 814 or quicker. Have a real strong one to qualify now, and then he still may get bumped later on in the qualifications. Practically at 150, 75 miles per hour. Coletta and Hannah, Tony Hannah the driver out of Chula Vista down by San Diego, California. A AA gas dragster, a gas machine. No more time trials for the stock cars. No more time trials for you stock cars. Beautiful machine on the line. AA gas. Semi to qualify. He's in the lights. Back him up, man. He's in the lights. Gentlemen, he's in the lights. Back him up a little bit. No ET. He rolled into the lights. Masters and Richter fired up. 166, 35 miles per hour. A threat anywhere they go. 192.70 miles per hour. They apparently like to better that a little bit and stay in the running in case the ETs get down real low. They're already qualifying. They're attempting to get a little quicker ET. And Richter Special, a little trouble coming off the line. Sammy Hale at the controls, San Jose, California. Big Chrysler coming back, and maybe he's going to try her again. Yeah, he is. So we don't get a little overheated there. Get the man going. It's a real strong machine, well-known. Masters and Richter. Now we're going in past history, that 93, 94, 195 mile area. Start until after he had left. So therefore we have no elapsed time. Come up with miles per hour only. Mayburn Cassidy, San Gabriel, Dyno Electric fired up again. Supercharged Chevrolet. Miles per hour. Coasted to at 94.14 miles per hour. Really shut it down. On that starting line, let's line them up short of that light. We're getting them in the lights. These fellas aren't going to get a chance to qualify. Otto Riley to the tower. Otto Riley to the tower. Here is Terrible Ted Gotelli. Ollie. Terrible Ted Gotelli. Valani at the controls. There's a Torrid Chevrolet, a Warren Colburn Warren in the station. Watch this Chrysler Invader from the Frisco area. Gotelli. Terrible Teddy. He's really not so bad. He's a pretty nice fellow. Sure good last time, not good enough today. 187.10, 187.10 miles per hour. Aaron, that station area, fire up now. It's Warren, Colburn and Warren. James Warren, the driver, a double-A fuel dragster. Formerly, I believe it was the world's fastest and quickest Chevrolet. Probably will be in the near future. A real toy Chevrolet. Out of the Bakersfield area. Here we go. Now it is known as the world's fastest Oldsmobile. The Inglecam, Safford, Gideon, Rannikin, Oldsmobile. They go in the twilight zone more times than they don't, usually. Had a little trouble yesterday getting this machine running. Had a little blower trouble a week ago. Lost the blowering situation on this car. Working out the bugs on a new setup. When this thing runs, you'll probably see a good twilighter. Again, Safford at the controls. Well, we'll have to hold them up for a minute here. The Warren Colburn, Warren Chevy, having a little trouble on the far side. We'll have to clear them off there before this machine goes. I just shut it down. It's getting hot. I just shut the Oldsmobile down, so it couldn't fire right on the line. It's a shame we had to hold them up there, but we'll get the Chevrolet fired up real quick and get them out of the way. We'll see you, Safford, Gideon, Rannikin back pretty quick. Rannikin's the engine man. One of the real fabulous Oldsmobile men experts. Rannikin, a fantastic Oldsmobile specialist. Kenny Safford actually does the driving. Real popular driver among the fans. Man, he's a little bit upset right now, but we'll see him right back again. Here comes Warren Colburn, Warren Chevrolet, formerly world's quickest and fastest. Communications test. Well, we're still in the air. We lost power momentarily. Is it back on? Okay, we had a fluctuation of power there. We're back on with our clocks once again. Oh, which side is the Chevrolet going to take? One side or the other? It looks like he'll take the street side. James Warren at the control. Real popular Bakersfield entry. Will this Chevrolet qualify? He's really going to have to hustle. Good enough, 826, 826, a wild ride. 184, 42 miles per hour. A Chevrolet V8 has not qualified as of yet, but do not rule them out. They will be back trying again, as well as the Schubert Herbert entering a few of the others. So far qualified, the 8th spot is an Oldsmobile. All the rest, 7 down to 1, are Chryslers. Firing up again, Kenny Safford at the controls. Safford, Gideon, Rannikin, formerly the world's quickest also, now is the world's fastest. Recognized Oldsmobile power dragster. He'll be back to reclaim that world's quickest. He is the man that can do it. Sanitation truck to the inspection area. Sanitation truck, let's get over to the inspection area on the double. There we go, beautiful machine, Oldsmobile power plant. Getting a lot quicker than yesterday at 189.86 miles per hour. Let's watch him come back up about another hour and see if he can do it then. It's a fantastic Oldsmobile powered machine. Rannikin, that engine specialist. George Boloff. And his gas machine, double A gas machine out of Reseda. Hampshire. Burnley, Hampshire no longer exists with the incorporation. George Bulldog. Time 172, 74 miles per hour. He did not better his ET. There he is. Don Garris has not qualified yet. Qualified yesterday was bumped. Was at the very low end. I believe he is at the 822 bracket. Last night I think he even got an 820 in the afternoon. That is a Chrysler version. It's a Dodge engine with a Chrysler heads. Dodge engine with the Chrysler heads converted to fit that Dodge. Swamp Rat. Number five, Big Daddy Don Garless. Number one on your fuel eliminator list. Number one, AA fuel machine. By now, 8:56. 8:56 on the elapsed time. 184, 80 miles per hour. Not near good enough to qualify, but we'll see him back in action. Rias now firing up. This is an Oldsmobile, double A fuel dragster. Herb Reese, owner driver, Pomona, California, 63 Oldsmobile engine, a double A fuel machine. I believe he had qualified yesterday but was bumped. Don't forget your refreshment stands. They got terrific sandwiches and salads over there. The whole works. Automotive Engine and Equipment Company on the street side. Only out of Texas. Hey, supercharged on the go. Herb Reese apparently losing the power in that gigantic holes. And the Chevy machine on his way, having a little bit of trouble also. Elapsed time of 12:79, 12:79. 87.97 miles per hour. Boy, I bet he is tickled that he didn't fire that one. That's just a swing over, that is what happens. We had a little trouble a week ago with one of the machines. When they get a real hard corner, like we had one at Long Beach, they have no control, and the fellow went right into a gravel area and tore up the front end a little bit. Herb Reyes.
The fastest cars. Those are the AA fuelers, and here they are. The finalists, the two top cars. Tommy Ivo now on the street side. His push truck, or push car, or push wagon, with the tires strapped to the top. These tires are very wide that these fellas use. They're over 10 inches wide these days, and made of soft, slick rubber so that they can gain maximum traction. On the spectator side, we've got the Williams Crosley Swan machine over from Bakersfield. Jack Williams driving. We're ready to go, so bring them down. Here they go, the big fuelers getting ready to fire up. Crosley, William Swan on the spectator side. Tommy Ivo on the street side. It'll end up reversed. They'll swing over to the opposite side in just a moment, and we are on our way. Tommy Ivo has been turning the last few runs in the 7 second bracket, the high 7.9s. Jack Williams has been right at 8.0s, so he's a little short on the elapsed time department right now. He's a class winner. He had the tired engine after all the battles yesterday. He's first up to the line on the street side, Jack Williams. Tommy Ivo with his heart in his mouth on the spectator side. Poison Ivo, his competitors call him. This is it. This is for all the money.
what can you say after that? The two fastest cars in a thrilling race. The car that won, blown up and literally put back together the day before the race, and the opponent, one of the fastest and most colorful figures in drag racing today. Capitol Records hopes that you've enjoyed this latest addition to our sound series, and also hopes that in the near future, you'll go out and see an actual drag race. One of the most thrilling and colorful sports in the world today.